the response from the MBCT has been very cold. I've called Nelson Tamisa several times. He's not been picking up his phone, and he knows because he has my number, and I've been calling Promise Mkhwananzi, and I've actually told him that he should stop interfering, because Promise Mkhwananzi is the Secretary General of the Youth Assembly. He's been at the forefront of spearheading this invasion of sort into the NASU, and he has not been forthcoming in terms of responding positively and stopping whatever he has been doing. And I also think that he has been, the Promise Mkhwananzi has also not taken seriously issues that was raised. They have also raised this issue with the party sector general debate, and has not also been responding.
When we talk about these parallel elements between ZINASU and MDC, what exactly is happening?
Well, the MDC has propped up, it's actually interfering in the form of sending members of its youth assembly to our various provinces. Because we have now preparing for our Congress, they've been sending various members of their youth assembly masquerading as students when they're not students, and also meting out violence on our members who are in those structures.
But some would say that the relationship with the MDC stems back to the formation of the party itself. What is now changing?
Well, since the formation of the party, the MDC has not yet involved itself in the manner that it is chose to do now.